Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and greetings. Welcome to today's podcast. This is Margaret Ann Lembo, and I am here with you today to talk about being safe, feeling safe, and the various ways we can help ourselves feel safe and sound. You know, when we feel safe and sound, we are so capable. We are capable of doing so many things in a courageous, grounded, loving way. When fear arises, though, we may have a tendency to avoid doing things, staying away from interacting with life, or perhaps having this feeling of not being good enough because we don't feel safe. That's all interrelated to each other. You know, as you probably know, I'm the author of Chakra Awakening. That was my first book. And in the world of chakras, the feeling of safety lies at the root chakra. And the root chakra, or the energy center associated with the part of our physicalness, that is from the basically the hip bones down to below the soles of the feet. So classic texts has it set up that it's at the base of the spine. This is the place where we hold our energy of fear, feeling safe, feeling protected, or knowing that all is well. It's all different variations on the same thing. One is positive, one is not so positive. So the focus on safety and feeling secure relies a lot on our consciousness, on what we believe, our belief system. So if you grew up in a safe environment and always felt safe and sound in your household, on all levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, then it's already easy for you to feel safe and sound. And then there are other people that perhaps didn't get born into a life. And remember, we all chose our birth families and life circumstances. They were born into a life that wasn't so safe and sound, perhaps through verbal abuse, perhaps through physical challenges, maybe not feeling like there was enough money, because the safety factor has also to do with money, having plenty of security, knowing that financial abundance is there for you. Okay, so, you know, there are various reasons why we do feel safe and why we don't feel safe. And then what I'd like to recommend is that you make a decision. You decide whether you want to feel safe, if you want to know that the feeling of security with financial abundance, with physical safety, that you live in a safe place and that you are very safe from being harmed in any way, and also on a mental and emotional level, that you're not walking around expecting challenges from people, you know, that lies in the category of paranoia. And there's valid paranoia, valid reasons to feel paranoid, and that's okay. But we need to get ourselves out of that scenario, and we need to separate ourselves from people, places, or situations that cause us to feel unsafe. So that's the first step. Now, something that I have decided in my own life, because I'm a wuss, you know, I'm very sensitive, I don't put myself in locations or surrounded by people that I feel unsafe around. If I don't feel comfortable around them, as soon as I realize it, I get my body out of there. I get myself away from those given situations. Even in the choices of what I watch on television or what movies I watch. Now, this is for me. This may or may not work for you, but it's something to contemplate about what kind of thought forms, what belief systems are being installed in your consciousness based on what you're watching on the big silver screen in a movie theater, on Netflix, on TV. You know, the choices of what you watch and what you're allowing into your vibrational field, both on all levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, they do have an effect. So, you know, I just watched a series. I did a binge watch because I had been under the weather. And in fact, there might be still a few, if you listen back in the past couple of weeks, my voice has gotten better and better, but I was really sick. So I watched, a program that was a series, had a lot of episodes, and I found I dreamt about these people that was in the series. I thought about them throughout the day. It infiltrated my consciousness. That was a positive thing. It was not a negative kind of a program that I watch, but it becomes very real. We don't just because we're watching it on television doesn't or on a movie screen doesn't necessarily separate from our reality. It is part of our reality. So the reason I bring that up is because we have control over our life because we create our reality. Yes? Yes, we do. We create our reality with our imagination, with creative visualization, with what we put our attention on. So if you see yourself and know that you are always loved and protected, even if it's just from one or two people that you feel loved and feel safe around, that's fine. You know, people say if you're lucky enough to have at least five people in your life that you can count on count on one hand, people in your life that are authentic in your friends, supportive, then you are blessed. Don't worry about accumulating lots and lots of people in your life, right? Anyway, so then if you see yourself, know that you're divinely protected and make mindful choices of where you are and what you're doing and what you're watching and what you're allowing yourself to focus on, then you'll be safe. Now, you say, oh, Mark, you make it sound like it's just so easy. Well, you know, in some ways, it really is. We create our own reality. Everything is energy. Many, many of you have heard me say this. And if you haven't, then you haven't heard me talk very much. But we create our reality because everything is energy. And our thought forms, our feelings, our emotions is energy. That is an energy. It's a vibration that's being broadcasted out. It's being sent out. And then because of the universal law of the circular way that energy travels, eventually that energy comes back. So if I'm thinking about prosperity and success and seeing myself prosperous, and like in my case, seeing that my staff at the Crystal Garden, that's my bookstore, gift store, and spiritual center, that all the people that work with and for me, that they have good salaries and they're financially abundant, you know, then I'm focusing on what I do want instead of what I don't want. So safety has a lot to do with what you feel, believe, and focus your attention on, because it's a broadcast. Our energy is broadcasting, and then it gets attracted back to us what we want. Even if we think we don't want it, we're still broadcasting it. Okay, so let me give you a few gemstones, because that's how I am, right? You know that I'm the author of The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, and many oracle decks that have to do with gemstones, like the Crystal Intentions Oracle, Masters, Mystic Saints, and the Gemstone Guardians cards, Angels and Gemstone Guardians cards. Well, there's a bunch more. Anyway, so amethyst is a great gemstone crystal. It's in the quartz family. It's purple quartz that can be utilized to make your intention amplified when you decide that you want to transform and transmute challenging situation. So it could be something where you're not feeling safe, or perhaps an argument has arisen, or perhaps you're having negative thoughts about somebody else that you want to transform, or you feel that others are sending you bad vibes. Amethyst is a great stone. And then what I like to do, because I'm all about creative visualization, is I creatively imagine that I'm enveloped in purple light. And you can do the same. Nobody knows when you're doing it. It's just about, it's between you and you and you and God and the angels. But basically, it's your decision. So you can envelop yourself in purple light. Very cool. You could also put on some purple underwear or wear a purple shirt that day. Nobody knows that you chose it because you need to feel safe or that you're trying to transform reality. You can do it. You know, I have a quote here that I put on a scrap of paper a long time ago. I mean, it's been hanging there for many years. I'm here in my home office and I'm looking at it, and it's a quote from Shiva Baba, and it says, in quotes, "Every moment opens to a new reality." Every moment opens to a new reality. So you decide what your reality is, and voila, seriously. Okay, so black obsidian is another gemstone, and black tourmaline. I'll combine those two in talking about them because basically the energetics are very similar. Black obsidian and black tourmaline are good at deflecting negativity and also cleansing your own negative thought forms. Because, you know, if we're mindful and we're focused on positive things, you know, to be a little snarky here, I'll say, you know, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns and sunflowers instead of dark negative energy and negative thought forms, you know, that black obsidian can help deflect away the negative thoughts and also the negative energy from others, incoming negative energy. So black obsidian and black tourmaline, hematite. Hematite is really good for staying grounded and focused, so all the other ones I mentioned. And hematite is calming. You know, we get agitated. We feel agitated, and when we get agitated, we may lash out and get angry. And, you know, if you're, and I'm a passionate person, so sometimes I can get angry. There's all sides of passion, right? So when I feel that way, I might reach for a hematite or even a rose quartz, you know? This is one of my favorite visualizations. I have it in my Young Readers titled, the Young Readers book I wrote. It's called Color Your Life with Crystals, Your First Guide to Colors, Crystals, Chakras, etc. Anyway, so imagine this. Now just pause. If you're scrolling around, you know, the internet, just take a moment here. Imagine that you're inside of a rose quartz sphere. So rose quartz is pink, so a pink orb of light. Or if you know what rose quartz looks like, imagine yourself inside of rose quartz. Then imagine that there's a hematite layer. So this is a shiny, reflective, like silver gray layer on the outside of that orb or sphere that's around you. So I like to use this analogy of being a peanut M&M, except I'm the peanut, then the rose quartz is the chocolate layer, and then the hematite is the outer shell. But it's a good way to get yourself to visualize yourself in that. So you could be sitting in a meeting at work. You could be sitting in your car in a scary neighborhood that you're like, I need to get out of Dodge. I need to get out of here in this neighborhood. And you can just start envisioning yourself inside of a rose quartz sphere with the hematite outer layer and take the appropriate action to keep yourself safe. You know, it's up to each and every one of us to keep ourselves safe, yes? So the hematite and rose quartz meditation or visualization can be very powerful. And so another thing that I wanted to do is because I'm also into aromatherapy, as many of you may already know, I wrote The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, and I have a whole line of sprays and oils. In fact, the inspiration for this podcast was one of our newest in the line, roll-ons, essential oil blend roll-ons, called Be Safe. That's the name of the actual roll-on. So you would use that blend that I created specifically to assist you in maintaining a focus on feeling safe and sound. And you could put it a little bit on your wrist, just roll it on your wrist, or put it some on the back of your knees, behind your ears, just like you would a nice perfume, you know? And it will last anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour because it is real medical-grade essential oils that are volatile. But taking that action of rolling on the essential oil is very beneficial. Okay, so that blend is one way. And then I also created smudge and spray. That's another way, is to spray smudge and spray or sage and cedar spray or Archangel Michael spray. In fact, right after I finish this podcast, I'm going to just swirl my little chair around and go to the other side of my L-shaped desk here. and I have all the master bottles out to prepare to make a new master blend of Archangel Michael, because I build them, those master bottles at home, and then they go over to the Crystal Garden, and my fabulous staff, the Crystal Garden Angels, actually hand build. They make the blends together into the actual final product, and then they hand label. Okay, little sidebar there. So back to a few essential oils. If you have, you know, basil essential oil works. In fact, the basil, the plant work, you know, in some Latin cultures, basil is used as a protective plant for the home. And therefore, you know, they often place it at the front door and or the back door. I have basil in my backyard. I have it in one of my raised garden beds. I really, really like having basil. I have to get a new one, though. It got woody. You know, if you don't trim it, it gets what's called woody, and it needs to get a, got to start over. At least that's the way I see it. Maybe I could trim it down. Anyway, folklore has suggested that if you put a leaf on the chest while you're resting, it's a way of protection. I think that's interesting. And of course, I use it in my kitchen because I'm an Italian woman, 100% Italian American. And so it's a regular part of my food choices. You know, it goes into the sauce, it goes into other kind, the tomato sauce, but also other meals, you know. It's just as important as garlic and olive oil for me. Well, let me give you one more essential oil, and then we'll finish up this podcast for today. I'd like to say grapefruit. Now, you wouldn't necessarily turn your attention over to a grapefruit essential oil. But the reason is because the grapefruit helps to activate your brilliance, your self-confidence, your poise, your personal power, your courage, and it aligns you with the divine. It aligns you with the angelic realm. So another way of inviting and invoking safety and protection is inviting and invoking the angelic realm as your personal entourage. And grapefruit is one of the many essential oils that you can use to inhale, to invite and invoke protection of the angelic realm, and to help you let your own brilliance shine forth and stay focused on that creative vibe, the creative vibe of imagining your life happy, whole, complete, financially secure, healthy, great friends, authentic friends, all the good things in life that you need. So one affirmation that I like to use is, I am divinely protected. Life is good. If I become distracted, I easily refocus my efforts. Well, there are so many. I mean, I could talk for hours, and I do in my workshops. So if you want to join in on one of my workshops, go check out my website, margaretannlimbo.com, thecrystalgarden.com, and for online, you can go take courses online with me, academyofthespiritualarts.com. All right. I wish you safety, and know that you are always divinely protected. Thank you so much for listening. I am Margaret Ann Limbo, signing off. May your days be filled with blessings and love, and may the angels light your path. Thanks for listening.